Hi, and welcome to the Total Nerd List, the podcast where we make lists and be nerds. I'm Reggie.
I'm Shane.
And I'm Tom.
And this week, we're talking fictional weapons.
Fictional weapons.
An arsenal of awesome things. We're specifically talking about things from fiction, not real stuff that you could just like go out and pick up from the five and dime store. Some things that have meaning too.
Not those throwing stars you can buy from the head shop.
The shurikens. I totally had those in high school. I had a really big weapon collection when I was in high school because I wanted to be a spy when I grew up.
Mm-hmm.
I started collecting weapons and learning how to like do them. I have a scar on my thumb where I sliced it open with the pirate sword.
Ooh,
interesting.
Yeah, I had all kinds of fun stuff. But before we start this week, what you guys been up to?
I'll go first. So this week, I continued on many of the things that I mentioned last week, which, if you remember, are playing Dead by Daylight with you guys. We've been doing a lot of that. It's uber fun.
Wait. Good. What's Dead by Daylight?
We're getting really good, though.
We are. I got my first kill as the killer, and that made me very happy.
Was it my child?
It was, and it was sweet revenge, because I'm always the first one out when he plays.
I'll just tell you, man, he was real upset.
Yes.
I made y'all really mad as the trapper.
Yeah. It was a... Mm-hmm. I kept getting stuck in your little traps. But anyway, Jake, what else have you been doing?
So I am also continuing with Meddling Kids, and it's in the story, there are four parts to it, and I'm in the last part. So I plan on finishing this week if life doesn't intervene.
Very nice. Are you still enjoying it?
Oh, very much so. I really love this story so much as an avid Scooby-Doo fan. I've never been that much into Cthulhu, but I do love some Lovecraftian horror every once in a while. So it really is a perfect blend for anyone who likes one or the other or both of those. And I also finished The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina last season. No spoilers, but if anyone's seen it, we need to talk about that ending.
I know the ending. It got spoiled for me, but we still haven't seen the last season. But I am still very excited to finish it.
Yes, you need to see how they get there. And I understand most likely it happened the way that it happened because they were planning on season 5, but then the pandemic happened, and all of a sudden they were canceled due to the pandemic. There probably would have been a season 5 if there was no pandemic. So thanks, COVID.
Thanks.
And as far as a few things new that I have started, I picked back up on my comics where I left off reading, which I had finished the first volume, and there's only 2 of Future Quest. So I started the second volume, and I told myself, once I finish that one, I can begin the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, which were all those comics that I bought between Black Friday and Christmas when they were having all those really massive good sales.
Christmas sales.
Yes. And for anyone who hasn't read Future Quest, it's all the Hanna-Barbera like characters like Birdman, the Herculoids, Space Ghost, Johnny Quest. You know, I don't want to say like lesser known, but there's no Scooby-Doo in it. So it's a lot of their, I guess, not as bigger ones, and they have to come together and save the world. And it's really cool on how they're doing it. But so I'm working on that. And I am still slowly working on Lego Dimensions. I did not make the headway in that I wanted to. And it's just, you know, getting all of them together so I could throw those clunky boxes away. And then maybe one day I'll eventually pick the game back up. But that's something else.
Mm-hmm. What did you finish this week? You sent me a picture. Was it Gizmo and Gremlins?
Yes.
That looked super cool.
Thank you. I love putting the people together. Those little vehicles take forever. But I'll get them all done. The other things that I've started, like I'm starting to kind of get in that mood where I've got some unfinished games like Pokemon Sword that I want to go back to and start finishing.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I need to get on that.
Yes. And then the other thing that I'm getting into is I got some normalcy back in my life during the pandemic because I got some of my CW shows back. I like to watch the Arrowverse, as people call it. It will always be the Arrowverse, even though Arrow has gone off the air. It's not the CW verse, it's the Arrowverse. And this Sunday, we got Batwoman back, and then not so much in that same universe. We get Riverdale and Nancy Drew back, which Nancy Drew surprised me how much I liked that show. It's a sister show to Sabrina and Riverdale, and it's kind of like right in the middle. So you still get like the teen, well, it's not even like really teen, like young adult drama that you see in Riverdale, but there's totally supernatural aspects that you get from Sabrina. And it's done by all the same people.
Who is who's Batwoman in the CW?
The character or the actress that took over? Because we lost Ruby Rose last season. She stepped down from the mantle. So there's no Kate Kane. And Kate Kane has disappeared and been replaced with Ryan Wilder, played by, I don't know if I can pronounce her name correctly, so please forgive me, but it's like Javeska Leslie.
Okay. So it's not Commissioner Gordon's daughter, or is that Batgirl?
That's Batgirl.
Okay.
Yeah, that's Batgirl. Batwoman, completely different character.
Okay.
So yeah, so that's what I've been nerding out on, and that's been my week.
Sounds like a good week.
A good week. What have you been doing?
Well, I've been playing Dead by Daylight with all of you. It's been a very nice escape. We've definitely gotten back on doing it on a nightly basis. And had some frustrating matches, but some really fun ones. finally had a successful run as the killer. But mostly, other than that, still play Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes every day. Nothing exciting there, just kind of farming for my characters. Mm-hmm. But the biggest thing I did was I got Mario 3D All-Stars, finally.
Yay! Which, what do you think about it?
I like it. I kind of wish I had bought a different game first, since these are, besides Galaxy, these are games I've played already. Mm-hmm. But I'm enjoying playing Mario 64. I've never beaten Mario 64 or Mario Sunshine 100%. So trying that, the camera angles in Mario 64 are just so clunky. I wish they had taken the chance when they were, you know, revamping it for the Switch to like make it the same camera controls as Super Mario Sunshine. that's my only qualm there. And then I swear in Super Mario Sunshine, they used to have the option where you could invert the controls. So when you like press down, the jet stream of the water would go up. And when you did the opposite, but there's no like settings that you can use to change that in Mario Sunshine. It's a little frustrating and a little hard to figure out, but it's fun. I enjoyed those games a lot the first time around, even though I was pretty bad at them. But other than that, I've been reading some comics that I got from Foggy Pine Books, a bookstore in Boone, North Carolina, that definitely needs your support right now. My wife, for Christmas, called them and basically said, my husband's into comic books. And they said, and they asked what I was into, and they suggested these ones I had never heard of before, and I've been reading those. So that's been really fun as well.
Awesome.
So, Reggie, what about you? What have you been nerding out on?
Well, I have finally been swayed, and I joined the dark side, and I
started
Animal Crossing Village Island this past weekend on the Switch.
But you're not happy about it, are you?
I'm begrudgingly doing it, but I am having fun doing it. So I'm, you know, and I also am having a lot more fun because I know so many people that have been playing it for so long, like. Corey gave me a million bells, so that really start my stuff. And you know, people have been nice and giving me things that I want, like mermaid stuff. And, so I've been doing that a lot, and both, you know, me and Corey play it, and Shane plays it, and our friend Jordy plays it and streams, and so I'm able to do that with everybody now.
Mm-hmm.
I've also still been watching Buffy. Which today is Buffy's birthday. She'd be 40 years old today if she was real.
I saw that. It's wild because I'm like, I'm only 5 years younger than her, and she's a Slayer, and I'm not.
Never too late.
Right? Watching the show has really awakened some memories in me. If I know you guys didn't know me in high school, but if anybody out there listening did know me in high school, you know how obsessed and freakishly obsessed with Buffy I was. I feel it coming back. I'm looking through comics, and they continue the show in comic form for 5 seasons after the TV show ends. I have the first 2 seasons, so I'm looking to get the rest of those. And yeah, just been doing a lot of that. And then, of course, Dead by Daylight with you guys. And then also me and our kid and Corey have all been playing it together, too. So we've been able to do custom matches, which have been a lot of fun. We can take turns being the killer. But yeah, that's pretty much been my week. A little kind of on the low key, but still exciting.
Yay, that's awesome.
I guess we'll just jump right into our hot topic tonight. It's a hot topic. It's fictional weapons.
You mean it's not a store in the mall?
No, not Hot Topic. Is Hot Topic still a store in the mall?
It is.
It is.
Are malls still a thing?
Where you can buy a studded belt and a band t-shirt?
A Nirvana t-shirt that nobody even knows who Nirvana... I mean, I do, but you know, the kids buying them nowadays don't.
They dip into nerddom. I have to say that Hot Topic and, oh gosh, what's the other one? Spencer's. Both have some like specialized nerd stuff that I've really enjoyed getting from them. So
I liked getting the Hot Topic was the only place I could find Little Mermaid t-shirts that weren't like V-cut feminine style. You know? Mm-hmm. Like a t-shirt, but it had Little Mermaid on it.
They have their use.
Exactly. Well, I am very excited about this week's episode. This was actually recommended by one of my really good friends, Jimmy. I've mentioned him a couple times. He has said we should do this, I don't know, for like 3 months now. So, Jimmy, this one is for you, buddy.
Yay!
So, starting off my list is a classic, The Lightsaber.
You know how I feel about that.
Yeah, I figured Tom would have something to say about it too. I don't have a specific lightsaber that I am thinking of, although in my mind, if I had my own lightsaber, it would be a combination of silver and blue. The handle would be, and the lightsaber itself would be pink or the magenta, you know, cause there's not like a pink, but that's, you know, neither.
If you had your own, you could make it a pink one.
That's right.
I'm surprised you didn't choose yellow.
I mean, I like the yellow ones a lot. I was really excited about, I don't want to give any spoilers away and stuff, but.
About Rey, because you can go ahead and do that. It's been out long enough, and they're about to nerf the whole second trilogy anyway.
We're excited to see those brought back, especially because, Tom, you know the lore too, about how those lightsabers were specific to the keepers of the Force, like the guardians of the Force. And so I really appreciated that bit. But yeah, lightsabers, Yoda, Darth Maul, Vader, all of them. Loved them all. Love them.
Mm-hmm.
How many, did you guys ever take the empty Christmas paper tubing and lightsaber fight with them?
Ever. Oh, totally.
I mean, I still do. What am I kidding? next on my list is Mr. Pointy. Does anybody know who Mr. Pointy is?
I only know because I had to Google it.
Mr. Pointy is the name of a steak that Buffy uses. It was given to her by a fellow slayer on a very important mission to protect herself, and that slayer ended up passing away. And so it comes back up throughout the show a lot, but it's just a stick that's been sharpened to a point so one can stake a vampire. But I really loved Mr. Pointy, even back when I was in high school and elementary school and middle school watching Buffy. God, it was on for so long. I remember always like really loving that steak and like wanting to have my own Mr. Pointy replica. Never got it. I mean, I made ones from the yard and stuff. Have I mentioned I'm insane?
But you're not. That's really cool.
Next on my list is the Power Bow from Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Kimberly, specifically the Pink Ranger, her bow. I think that's where my obsession with bow and arrows, even before Hunger Games and all of that stuff, when I was a kid, I always wanted a bow and arrow because Kimberly had the bow and arrow, the power bow. I actually have this really cool idea of, in the comic books, Kimberly has to make a team of rangers based off of the pink power. So there's like the blue pink ranger, the green pink, or the yellow pink ranger, the red pink ranger, blah, blah, blah. I have a ranger outfit. So I thought it would be cool to use the power bow as the bow and then get the power lance as the arrow. So that way it was combining the weapons as well.
Oh, that would be really cool.
See if I can make that dream and cosplay it come to fruition one day whenever this pandemic is over. Next is a classic, the Master Sword from Legend of Zelda, which, I mean, if anybody's ever played Legend of Zelda, they know exactly what the Master Sword is. It's the one sword that is destined to defeat Ganon. I always really liked, I think it was Ocarina of Time where the sword like hilt would first moved out where you could see it.
Mm-hmm.
I was obsessed with that, how it like looked like that, and then it moved and it just looked so much cooler. I think getting a replica of any kind of weapon would be cool, but I think a replica of the Master Sword like hanging on the wall would look really cool. And then the Hylian shield next to it.
Ooh. That would be awesome.
Well, I know you guys have been on pins and needles for what my final one is.
Mm-hmm.
The Slayer Scythe, which is also the Vampire Slayer. I told you, rewatching the show has really like rekindled some craziness in me. The Slayer Scythe is this, basically it looks like an axe, and at the bottom of it there's a stake, and it's kind of red and silver colored, mostly red. And it was a weapon that Buffy gets in the very last season of the show, and it's destined for the Slayer to use to defeat the First. But they use it to tap into the Slayer power and awaken all of the potential Slayers that are out there. It's a really pretty weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Also a really badass weapon in the show, too. It did a lot of damage. I think of all of the things there, I think the Slayer Scythe would be the coolest thing to have an actual replica of. But yes, that's my weaponry list. Oh, an honorable mention, and I don't know if this counts as a weapon or not, but a Pokeball.
I think in Smash, they're weapons. I don't know. I mean, I feel like they're entrapments to the actual Pokemon, but they're totally weapons to some degree.
I mean, the ball itself isn't the weapon, though. The weapon is the thing that's inside. I don't know. I went back and forth on whether this counted, so I put it as an honorable mention. But if that doesn't count, then my other honorable mention is the gun from the Resident Evil game. I didn't write it down, so I can't remember what it is, but it's the one that has stars on the side of it. When I was a kid, I was at a flea market, and I found an airsoft replica of that gun from Resident Evil.
And you got it, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I had like two of them, actually. I think I made my mom buy me two. Thanks, Mom. Still love them. And I have them in my cosplay chest. Next time you guys are over, remind me and I'll pull them out and show you.
Yes, that was my next question, is if you still have them. That's so great.
Well, that's my list, guys. Now, okay, before we jump into the next list, somebody has some trivia for us.
I do.
Will Tom sweep us again? Will Shane get victory? Stay tuned now and find out.
All right. So these questions are actually compiled already in a quiz, and this quiz comes from thequiz.com, and it is a fantasy and comic book weapons quiz. Are you guys ready?
I'm ready.
Do we have someone keeping tally?
I got a tally.
All right. First question, as always, they tend to start out pretty easier than difficulty might gradually grow along. But like I said, this came from thequiz.com, so it's not my own design. But here we go. Question number one. Who uses the Lasso of Truth?
Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman.
Yes. I heard Reggie first.
Wonder Woman.
Next question. Some of them have multiple choices, some of them don't. I'll read it, and then if you guys need multiple choice, let me know.
Okay.
And this is one of those questions. What is the name of Thor's hammer?
Mjolnir.
Yes.
Wouldn't have gotten that.
Oh, I would have mispronounced it, so I'm glad I didn't have to say all the choices. Question number three. Which of the following fantasy series has its main character wield two swords? Is it Game of Thrones, Dragon Age, Vikings, or The Witcher?
The Witcher.
Yes.
Wouldn't have known that one either. when you said, wield two swords, I was assuming Ninja Turtles.
Oh,
that would have counted. I have the books that The Witcher is based off of, if you guys ever have any interest in reading them. They are really good.
Very cool. Next question. Which of the following items was not one of the Deathly Hallows? A wand, stone, quill, or invisibility cloak?
Quill!
Yes. Or Tom.
That's only because he yelled it.
And I scared my dog who just came out from under the bed.
Oh, poor puppy. All right, next question. Which of the following lightsaber collar crystal doesn't grow naturally? Is it silver, red, yellow, or purple?
Silver.
Red.
It is red.
Because you have to put your hatred into it.
All right.
Crystals.
Right. What's that?
Isn't it the kyber crystals that give the lightsaber their colors?
Yes.
That's what I thought.
The crystal of kyber.
Those were my favorite episodes of Clone Wars. When they did the Padawans getting their sabers.
Oh yeah, and the Wookiee made the wooden lightsaber.
Yep.
All right. Which Lord of the Rings character's main weapon was called Sting?
Frodo.
Yes. All right, next one's a little different. I hope you guys could see it. What is this item or weapon called?
The Infinity Gauntlet. Yep. Reggie got it.
He did. Next question. Wolverine's claws are made of what material?
Adamantium.
Yes.
Adamantium.
All right. Which Star Wars film first introduced the Death Star?
New Hope.
Is that episode two?
I mean chronologically.
Chronologically, episode
two. So as a non-Star Wars fan, I just went by the key, and the key says episode two.
That was the one that introduced the Death Star as a thing, because the Genesians had like the little plans that they gave to Count Dooku. But I mean, if you're talking about movies where the Death Star was introduced, it was obviously the first one.
Yes, well, I think you should still get the point for that.
Who did you hear first?
Tom. I'm sorry. All right. What is the most powerful weapon in the Mario Kart series?
Blue Shell.
Yes.
Lightning. Does it say lightning?
I think the answer said blue shell, which I mean, I kind of agree with, because lightning doesn't stop a blue shell.
It doesn't, but lightning affects everyone but you, as opposed to just one person.
Blue shell can affect multiple people.
Gonna have to register my objection.
Logic. Well, see, once I read it, I was thinking, I was like, what about the bomb? That seems pretty powerful and breaks through almost anything.
I'm lodging a protest.
All right, and I have two more questions. Which James Bond film features a villain that throws a lethal hat? Is it GoldenEye?
Goldfinger.
Yes.
Supposed to wait till he's done.
I need to catch up.
What's his name?
Odd Job.
Lucky.
The most infuriating character to play against in GoldenEye.
Yes. When he I always liked the Austin Powers spoof of him, Random Task.
Random Task, yeah.
Shoe.
Yes, I remember now. All right, no multiple choice. If you know the answer, once I've done the question, shout it out. Which of the following, or actually, yeah, I'm going to have to give choices because it's which of the following. Ha ha. Just kidding. Which of the following isn't one of the three pieces that make up the Triforce? Power, love, wisdom, or core? Courage.
Love. Love.
Yes, it's love.
Yeah, I had no idea on that one. Fun fact, though, Random Task is in prison.
The actor?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Look it up. It's pretty gruesome.
Oh.
Yikes. Okay. Womp, womp.
Well, on that sour note, 8, and Tom got 4, and Shane got none.
None. So if you have any complaints, that quiz was from thequiz.com.
It feels good to be back on top. I've missed my throne.
Oh, well, there's always next week.
And if anybody out there has any ideas for some trivia for us, feel free to send it to us. We'd love to hear it.
Absolutely.
All right, Shane. Well, thank you for doing that this week. I know I always look forward to the trivia. I just love trivia in general, though. I think it's fun to play. Well, what you got on your list this week, bud?
Okay. So my list of weapons, I could have made them all the swords I like, because apparently doing this, I learned, I'm like, I'm a big sword guy, but that is not my list this week. I only chose one. So starting off my list, I went with the Batarang. I think those little things Batman throws are cool because they can slice through someone, do some serious damage. But I also really like them because they have like the boomerang effect, which I guess is why they're called the Batarang.
don't they explode, or am I there's making that up?
Yeah, there are multiple kinds, which is another reason why I like them, because you can have the kind that comes back to you, you can have the kind you can just hurl at someone and it'll stick in whatever they land. You have the explosive kind. There's all sorts of them.
Jane, have you ever played any of the Batman games that have come out? Arkham Asylum, Arkham Knight, Arkham City, any of those?
Not extensively. I got them when they were free on Xbox Gold and sadly have not devoted time to them yet.
They are really fantastic games. Mm-hmm. But there are a ton of different batarangs that you get to play and use during the games.
Awesome. Very cool. Moving to the next one on my list, I put down the whip. Specifically from Castlevania, because that one was designed to fight vampires. And believe it or not, even though I may not mention it so much, like the Castlevania series is one of my favorite gaming series.
Nice.
You have a favorite of them?
I probably Super Castlevania, maybe. Okay. If that's what it was called. The SNES one, which is not a surprise, but I just love that system so much. So any game that came out for it was probably my favorite.
You know how I feel about the Metroidvania genre.
Yes. And when I play those games, like, I don't always finish. I don't think I've ever beat one, sadly, but they're still really fun. I've always been the type of person, I wish I could, like, actually yield a whip. I've tried a few times. It's not as easy as it looks.
They all sign up for whip classes. I can think of at least three instances where it would come in handy.
It would come handy so much. All right, moving right along. The next one on my list is the Red Ranger Power Sword from Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Y'all know how I feel about that one. I want one behind my desk at work, staring down all my clients.
Yes. Like I said, I'm a huge swords guy, so that's the one I decided to put on the list. It keeps your enemies at bay, but still allows you to do what you need to do. And plus, Jason's was always really cool, and it was the last one that when they made the giant weapon together with all five weapons, his always went on last, and I always thought that was pretty cool. Because he's the leader.
Oh, yeah. And it holds its own in Battle for the Grid on the Xbox. It is amazing.
Yes. So the next one on my list before a number one choice, I debated if it was really a weapon or not. And I think it is. So I listed the Superstar from Super Mario Brothers.
Shoot, yeah, it's a weapon. That thing can kill any of the Koopalings or
Goombas. Exactly, invincibility for like 30 seconds or maybe less. I don't know.
It's a sweet song to go along with it.
Yes. Just like, if you're like doing something quickly or something, do you do that at all?
Well, I told y'all how we used to, when we played that game in elementary school where we would jump between the tiles, and when you stepped on a gold tile, you got invincibility, and we would sing that song and run down the hallway.
I love it. They are severely underused in the Super Mario Maker games. Like, in fact, if I find one on a level that someone's made, I'm always really impressed. I'm like, oh, that's an accident, because people are vicious on those. They like to give you mushrooms and almost nothing else. But I do love the Superstar. Whenever I make levels, I make traditional ones, and I always include them. They may be hidden sometimes just because, you know, you're invisible or invincible, not invisible, when you get them. And yeah. So finally, my number one choice is going to be no surprise to anyone, but I put Baton, specifically Nightwing's Baton, that breaks in half. He can wield it as like two separate parts or put it together and use it. And Batons in general, I just always like. I know how to maneuver one a little bit from a theater show that I was in. The one I had for that show, I still had because one of my friends bought it for me. He provided it for the show. He's like, these are ours. We get to keep them when we leave. And I still have it. And every once in a while, I still like to take it out, do some twirling, do some swiping with it, which I didn't have to do too much swiping in the show I was in because I was a guard. But I just love to fight with them. I use them a lot when I write heroic characters in my own writing in fiction. When they fight with a weapon, it's usually some type of baton. And I don't even know if that's the thing. You know, I'm also, maybe they should be called staffs or not. Baton also sounds like the little twirling thing cheerleaders use. And while that can do some damage, it's not exactly what I'm talking about.
Didn't Robin and Teen Titans had a baton, right?
Yes.
Was that a nod to Nightwing, you think?
Well, I mean, Robin becomes Nightwing.
Okay.
Dick Grayson becomes Nightwing.
Yes.
So the Teen Titans in, which one are you talking about? Like the cartoon show? Like the one?
You know what I'm talking about. The one from Cartoon Network.
I didn't realize his was a baton. I thought his was like a bow staff.
It was, I guess, kind of. It didn't break in half like Nightwing's. I didn't know if that was like a nod to that or if it was just him having a stick.
Prelude? What's the word?
Prelude, yeah.
The prelude to the baton.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, if that's what it's called. I may be using the wrong terminology, but I like those. Like I said, they're similar to a sword, but not quite as bad because you're not always wanting to maybe like kill someone. So use your baton, knock them out. And that's my list. I have one honorable mention, which I, you know, couldn't go without mentioning because I feel it deserves an honorable mention. And even though I'm not a fan of the series, I think lightsabers are cool as all get out. And of course, if I had the opportunity to have one, I would totally have one.
Nice. And I would have one too, and then probably chop my arm off.
Well, you'd just be trying to do an authentic, you know, representation of the Star Wars universe. Well, that's a great list. I also thought about adding some of those things that you said, the not Nightwing's baton, but Robin's staff.
Mm-hmm.
And then instead of the batarang, I was going to specifically say the remote for the car in Arkham. I think it was Arkham Knight.
You had
to drive the Batmobile, but you had like this thing that you could like do the remote and you could just drive the car while you were out of it.
That is really cool. Batman has so many gadgets that are weapons. It can be hard to choose for. You could just, you know, say the utility belt because that's a weapon in itself.
That is true. Well, Thomas, did you do a list this week?
Yes, let me crack my knuckles really quick. My number five, the golden gun from James Bond. I feel like when you would play guns as a little kid, everyone would always end up with the golden gun. It was the one-shot kill in GoldenEye. actually came from the main with the golden gun, and it was the gun of Scaramanga, Francisco Scaramanga, who was played by Christopher Lee, who also plays Count Dooku, which I didn't realize until later in life. But I just, you know, I feel like that's a classic fake weapon that I had to put out there. Almost had to choose PP7 for that one as well, just sticking with GoldenEye, but pretty cool one. Apparently it was made out of lighters and a pin in the that's why it looks so weird, but
really
because I
remember magic.
I remember one part in the movie he like lights a cigarette with it.
I remember that too, yeah.
But yeah, I just feel like that's a classic one. Next, the Power Blaster from Power Rangers. Shane already mentioned it, and I've mentioned it before, wanting to do it as one of my dream cosplays, but I was super bummed that they didn't have it in the Power Rangers movie, and just, it was so sweet. It was basically just an epic crossbow made of a bunch of different weapons, and they would have this really cool fighting pose when they would shoot it, and...
What was it? It was the battle axe was the trigger.
Mm-hmm.
And the
lances were the, like, I think they were like to the side, kind of like the bow apparatus. And then the bow was obviously the bow.
Then the daggers went under it like little torpedoes. And then the sword laid on top of it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I feel like it was underused, and every time it's used, it's just epic, even though they end up just turning into a bigger monster and having to use the Zords.
And it was always polite of the villains to wait while they assembled it and called out what they were doing.
Yeah. Oh yeah. But I mean, if I could buy like a toy of a weapon, it would probably be the Power Blaster.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised they have not made that yet.
Well, if you're buy one for us, too. I mean...
Yes.
Or people listening at home, we would love a Power Blaster. If you would... oh, yeah. Our legion of millions and millions of fans. Next up is the blaster rifle, specifically the one used by the clone trooper in the original Star Wars Battlefront games. It's like my go-to gun in those games, and you can just get some epic work done with those. And then in Battlefront 2, the original one, not the crappy new one, you get what's called like the frenzy reward after a certain amount of kills. And then it gives you this like really cool burst feature. But I got like 100 kills in a match one time with that. So it's definitely my favorite one there.
That one's serious.
Oh yeah. But what was that?
What kind of sound does it make? Is it like a pew 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 pew?
Yeah, I mean it's the pew pew pew, but pretty constant rapid fire. And then once you get like the frenzy mode, you get like a 3-shot burst, which is pretty cool. But that one's pretty awesome. Next up. Obviously, this was going to be on my list, but the lightsaber, specifically Mace Windu's, he was besides the fact that he's played by Sam Jackson, the fact that his lightsaber is purple is definitely my favorite. I guess they explain it as like he can wield kind of both sides of the Force, and that's why his lightsaber is purple. But also, lightsabers are just cool. You know, like there's that whole line by Obi-Wan about how it's not as clumsy as a blaster, and people like to give the stormtroopers a lot of crap because they're so terrible at aiming. But I feel like that is kind of an example. Like the blasters are super clumsy while the lightsaber was like a weapon of precision. And then also, I didn't include it on my list, but the Death Star is literally the exact same technology as a lightsaber. It uses like the Kyber crystals. So it's basically a giant lightsaber that destroys planets. But you know, Star Wars fan can't have a list like this without the lightsaber. And as someone who loves purple, can't have a list like this without Mace Windu's lightsaber. And then my number one is Samus's power suit, but specifically the hyper beam from Super Metroid. This one, you get it because, so the whole point of Super Metroid is you're looking for this Metroid that was stolen by Ridley, and in Metroid 2 it had like imprinted on you and thinks Samus is its mother.
Mm-hmm.
So you're looking for it the whole game, and in the end it ends up saving you from the main boss and sacrificing itself and then granting you the power of the hyper beam. And like I said on the worst, it was one of the most tragic deaths, and it was like not even a character with like dialogue or even that much screen time, but like the fact that it sacrifices itself for you and then grants you this epic rainbow hyper beam that you use to kill Mother Brain. And then it's just Samus. Like I said, I love Metroid, and the whole self-sacrifice part of that definitely gets me up in my fifis.
Aww.
But yeah, that's my list. I've got a few honorable mentions. The Star Rod from Smash Bros. And just Kirby Nightmare and Dreamland. That's like the final power you get. Pretty epic there. Donatello's Bow Staff. BT and Triple Zero, the murder droids from Dr. Aphra. And then Mega Maid from Spaceballs.
Yes!
I didn't think about that one until I like looked up like the I found like a list of like a hierarchy of powerful sci-fi weapons, and Mega Maid was on there.
Suck the entire oxygen out of that planet.
Druidia.
Druidia.
But yeah, I had to put Mega Maid on there. And then this one isn't really a weapon, but I just like it because it has comedic value, but those smoke balls villains throw on the ground while they laugh and leave a room.
Yes.
I like it. If I could have like a whole arsenal of those just to like throw on the ground every time I left a room, I would have them.
All right, in my office would be like, be right back, guys, run into the bathroom. Bam, smoke bomb.
Yeah. And you're still standing there and you're like, oh.
I like the door wide open.
Mr. Burns does that in an episode of The Simpsons, and he's too slow to make it to the door in time. But yeah, that's my list of fictional weapons.
Very nice.
I really like this topic. I thought this was a really fun one.
It was, and I love that it came from a listener.
Yes, it absolutely came from one of our listeners who actually gave me his list as well.
Ooh, let's hear it. What does Jimothy have for us?
Jimmy has given us his...
Jimothy?
Okay, Jimothy says, Indiana Jones's whip, although he doesn't really use it as a weapon per se.
Mm-hmm.
Shoveler's shovel from Mystery Men. Have you guys seen Mystery Men?
It's been a while, but yes.
Oh, I love that movie. Raphael's size.
You know, yes.
Thing. Deadpool's twin pistols.
Mm-hmm.
And then Leon Kennedy's Red 9 from Resident Evil 4.
Nice.
Very nice. It's a good solid list.
That is a solid list. I joked with him. I was like, ha, I have Resident Evil on my list too.
And that's Jimmy from Willow Mountain Woodworking. Or Woodwork, not Woodworking.
Jimmy from Willow Mountain Woodwork. You can find him on Facebook and Instagram, and you might have an Etsy shop too. I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that, but makes quality furniture.
And I'm sorry for calling him Jimothy.
Well, this has been a really good week, guys.
It has.
You know, always we want to thank our listeners and thank everybody who's following us and downloading our episodes. And want to give a special shout out to Jordy Marie Games. She's got a gaming streaming live stream that she does.
Live stream.
She plays Animal Crossing and Sims, and sometimes she plays Dead by Daylight and Among Us and all kinds of games.
Mm-hmm.
She's on Facebook, Jordy Marie Games. Make sure you go and give her a like and a follow. Tell her Total Nerd List sent ya.
Yes, and you never know when we'll pop up in her chat as well.
Absolutely. I was there heavily this weekend because I was Animal Crossing. of course, we just mentioned Jimmy, but Jimmy at Willow Mountain Woodwork, and also our friends at Ramblin' Poppy, the local butcher out in West Jefferson. Some really, really great, great stuff out there.
Foggy Pine Books.
Foggy Pine Books, local bookstore. Always, always, always important to support your local books. You can get your comics there. Tom, do they have individual issues of comics, or do they just have the trades?
I'm not sure. I bet they do. I mean, I'm sure they could get anything.
I bet they could order it if they don't have it. So definitely go and reach out to them and tell them Allison sent you. Well, I think that's it this week, unless you guys have anything else.
Hey, remember to give us a follow or a like on our Instagram, Facebook, Twitter's Total Nerd List. If you want to drop your list on any of those, you can. Or if you want to email it to us, we're at totalnerdlist@gmail.com.
All right. Well, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.